Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, listen, I am so excited about, you know, President Trump and the things he's doing.
Yes.
It's being reported that not only is he a person that ran for office and made promises, that he kept those promises, but also that he went beyond those promises.
It's like he's an anomaly, man. It's like, what is going on here? He's delivering on the promise.
No doubt. As a matter of fact, here is President Trump speaking at CPAC, talking specifically about how he honored Jerusalem and kept his promises. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Let's join the president now.
We officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. You know, every president campaigned on, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Everybody, for many presidents, you've been reading it. And then they never pulled it off. And I now know why. Because I put the word out that I may do it, right? I said I'd do it in my campaign. So that usually means, unless I find something, I'm going to do it. I was hit by more countries and more pressure and more people calling, begging me, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I said, we have to do it. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. We have to do it. And I did it. But every other president really lied because they campaigned on it. That was always a big part of the campaign. Then they got into office. They never did it. So I understand why they didn't do it, because there was tremendous. The campaign against it was so incredible. But you know what? The campaign for it was also incredible. And we did the right thing.
We did the right thing. Listen, it's not just about moving a building, an organization from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's about honoring God, where God declares that, you know, Jerusalem is the eternal city. You know, it is the city, the apple of God's eye. And that by doing this, you have to understand what our president has done. He might not even know what he has done, but he's literally releasing, because he's releasing a huge blessing upon our nation, because God, the creator of the universe, declares, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And we're about to introduce something else to you, too, about what he did. But first, we want to hear from you. How do you feel? You know, comment below, write to us, you know, email us. Let us know how you feel about, you know, what he's done. I mean, he's kept his promise. All these nations were coming against him, but he told you, he told everybody, this is what I'm going to do when I become president. And he actually did it. Is that not exciting? Well, we need to comment. They read. They know about these comments.
Yeah, they do.
Comment below. And what are your thoughts about that? We love to be able to hear that. John?
Well, it's exciting. On top of that, you know, he made this decision that he's not only to recognize Jerusalem, but that the embassy,
This is
now,
him praying at the Western Wall right here. Yeah.
We didn't know at what time the administration this was going to happen. Right. But reports are, according to CBN and the Washington Post, that it's going to happen in May. In Israel's
May 2018.
Yes, Israel's 70th year anniversary.
Right.
This is amazing.
Well, that's huge because, you know, 1948 is when Israel became a nation, and it can one become a nation in a day. And it was President Harry Truman that signed those. And now, 70 years later, we have President Donald Trump, who literally...
From Truman to Trump.
Man. It's amazing. You know, God compared... As a matter, there was a prophetic word given by Pastor John Gilpatrick.
Yeah.
About that, and I wish we had that to be able to show that even now, but it was so powerful about God was just setting this up, you know. And so moving the embassy there, other nations are going to begin to follow. This means, and not only that, John, people are offering to pay. There's people saying, I want to pay a significant portion of the cost to move it there.
Wow.
I want to challenge you, you know, you can comment below, email us or whatever. Let's begin to say, you know what, tell us what the cost is. And around the world, we will pay.
Let's pay for it.
We will give something. You know, John already, he's got a bigger check than me. Yeah. But I, you know, to give something, to be able to pay for the embassy going in, I mean, just, you know, pay for a brick or something.
Yeah.
That is so powerful because you understand, end time prophecy, if we as a nation set up right there in Jerusalem, when all the nations come against Israel, that says something very specific about America, that we stand with Israel.
It's really important, too, that our president stuck with his promise and he said it. It was the right thing to do. How many times people don't?
I want you
to
see this. This is a prophetic word giving before all this happened. The day that the President Donald Trump was elected by Pastor John Kilpatrick, to show you the significance, because Harry Truman signed the papers for Israel to become a nation and put the weight of America behind
1948.
It. 1948. 1948. Take a look at this.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again. He then asked me, how do you spell truth? I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, he's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is so powerful. Yeah. Because what's happening now with the embassy being in Jerusalem is to attack Jerusalem, is to attack every sovereign nation that has an embassy in Jerusalem. This is important because you're going to see the protection of Israel now.
They don't want to attack America.
Oh, no.
So we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you in our community. You know,
yes.
Comment below. Write to us, email us. This is exciting. You know, and be in support. This is going to release a huge blessing. It already has begun to release a huge blessing. We've talked about that before, but this is so significant to the creator of the universe, what we're seeing take place right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.